it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
All right, we're back at Yankee Stadium on this Sunday. It's an overcast, a little bit chilly Sunday afternoon. Orioles and the Yankees about to close out a three-game set. Yankees looking for a sweep. And today, Wade Miley will try and give his team a chance to win, something that Ubaldo Jimenez was unable to do in the ballgame here yesterday afternoon. We'll visit with the skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this. Gardner is off to a slow start. Batting average only 188. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, deep right. Way back there. Backing up is Smith. Gone! Into the second deck. Gardner, his first home run. And Ubaldo, just like his last start, gives up a leadoff home run. 1-0 Yankees in the first inning. Well, there you go. Ubaldo Jimenez, second consecutive start. He lasted just 3 1/3 innings. So really in that game yesterday, he did not give the Orioles a very good chance to win that game, as the skipper put it.
We were in need, and, Ubaldo wasn't able to deliver. It was frustrating because, we needed him there, and just wasn't very good. Split wasn't splitting too good, and command wasn't too good, and wasn't very crisp, and they made him pay.
All right. Now, I know you're wondering, many people are, about Ubaldo's next start, maybe at Fenway Park. Will he make that start? Buck Showalter, are there thoughts of maybe bypassing Ubaldo? Huh?
Well, there's thoughts every day about putting our best foot forward, the day that he pitched real well in Cincinnati. I mean, he understands the sense of urgency, even though it's early in the season. But if he hadn't done it before, but it's kind of like, if not him, then who?
Well, that'll be determined. It wasn't just about the pitching yesterday. I mean, offensively in that game yesterday, the Orioles, they went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They did strand in that game a total of base runners. And again, Buck, about that offense.
We had about the same number of hits they did. We just walked a lot more people. You get that type of cushion, he's going to be able to expand the zone a lot. But you get put in that hole early. All our guys, they know when they don't pitch to a point where it's not good enough. I don't have to state the obvious.
Yeah, the Orioles were down 5-0 in that game yesterday at the end of just 2 innings of play. Joe Angel back at Yankee Stadium. Now it's all about the game today as the Orioles and Yankees are about to close out a 3-game series. Now, the Yankees here today got a rookie, a left-hander. His name is Jordan Montgomery. He's pitching. And so Rickard is back in there today, as is Trey Mancini. Now, Mancini right now in a bit of a funk. He's had just 2 hits in his last 19 at-bats. So maybe what he ought to do is pretend he's playing the Boston Red Sox here this afternoon. Might not be a bad idea. Hey, let's skip Buck Showalter about Mancini. Well, Buck is very happy with the way Mancini is coming along.
I think he's played in like 16 out of 22 games. It might be less or more than that. I'm real proud of him and the way that we have been able to kind of give his playing time. We had more left-handed starters against us than any time since I've been here. We had like 10 or 11 left-handed starters out of 23 games. That really worked. We felt like coming out of spring, we'd see a lot of left-handed starters, and there'd be a lot of at-bats for him. And that's how it evolves into other things. He's not just a left on right guy, right on left, but no, he's right where he needs to. I'm happy with his development and the way that we've been able to use him.
Well, today they can use him at first base because Chris Davis was a late scratch after being hit by a pitch yesterday. He was a late scratch, and so Mancini today will be at first base. Now, the Orioles, after the game last night, made a couple of roster moves. Vidal Nuno and Jason Aquino, both back in the minor leagues, and now a left-hander and a right-hander have come up. Richard Blyer, the lefty, and Logan Verrett, the right-hander, now with the ball club here today. Buck Showalter, why them?
We had a lot of options. I really wanted to leave Chris Lee alone. Chris is really starting to come into his own. He only had 3 days off after throwing 69 pitches. Don't really want him. He's right where he needs to be. He's getting, the experience level and everything. Lorenzo, right where he needs to be. Gonna leave them alone. Some of the 10-day stuff not up. Noah was starting last night, and he's just starting to pitch well. He actually pitched well last night. Want to leave him alone, get him going there. And Logan's got some major league experience, as does Blyer, and we like both of them. And obviously Aquino and Nuno were going to be down for 2 or 3 days.
All right, so a new look in the bullpen here this afternoon. Now, what about the future? Other moves? Well, Buck Showalter says whatever the club might need.
The need of the major league club will always, but if there's tiebreaker, it'll be what's best for their development too. Sometimes coming up here is what's best for their development, but it was we had some other options. I think I know Edwin Jackson is going to be leaving down there soon. He's pitching well. I think he'll present himself as an option. And, you know, a guy like Yakubonis is throwing the ball real well down there. And, you know, roster's not going to be an issue. But we're trying to let those guys kind of establish some things before you go get them. But, you know, we're going to take the best as long as the options and the roster really doesn't figure into it too much, because we're always have room.
All right. Now, how about Yakubonis pitching real well? And Jim Hunter will tell you he's from New Jersey, so he should be up here as soon as possible. Orioles also giving a thought to giving Bundy maybe an extra day. Buck, what about that?
Huh? If he needs it, sure. If he needs it, that's why it's so important at the work days and everything else with all our guys, not just him. So it'll be a little tough. And even if we're playing 5 days in a row, we can figure out a way to do that if he, you know, he hasn't shown the need for it yet.
All right, so stay tuned. And how about Caleb Joseph yesterday? There's a high fly ball into left field, heading for the bullpen. Wave it bye-bye. How about that? Caleb Joseph with a two-run home run at Yankee Stadium on this Saturday afternoon, ending his RBI drought. He does it with Flaherty on base after 181 at-bats. Caleb Joseph knocks in a run. And he can now exhale. In fact, he drove in two with that home run. And he and Jim Hunter, they got together for the warm-up show. And that's next on the Orioles Radio Network.
It is a cool and overcast day in New York as the Orioles and Yankees close out this three-game weekend series. And yesterday, Caleb Joseph picked up an RBI. He had gone 181 consecutive at-bats without a ribby going back to September 11th of 2015. Caleb Joseph up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles close out the three-game series today here in New York against the Yankees and visiting with Caleb Joseph. Now, I know there was a lot of attention on the lack of an RBI. How big was the home run for you yesterday just to get it out of the way?
Yeah, I thought it was big. I've been trying for like 600 days now, so... It was good. It was interesting because of the position we were in, getting our tails whipped. But you want to be excited because you've kind of reached a place in your personal career that you weren't unsure that it would ever happen again. But you're really thinking, is there some sort of hex going on or something? But to get it kind of out of the way, hopefully we can move on and be successful and have more of those moments now that we've got it out of the way.
It was interesting the way it happened, because earlier in the game you had second and third and you had a chance just to get a base hit to get it out of the way, and then later on you dramatically hit a home run.
Yeah, I worked that at bat pretty good against Warren, and he threw me a really nice slider hanger and I just swung right over the top of it. Probably the worst swing of the day. I'd had a couple of good swings off Pineda, and then you're just thinking, you know, are you kidding me? Like, is this – it starts to creep in there. I mean, 600 days, you know, I mean, a whole year. It's just, like, unbelievable. And then tried to continue to stay aggressive and got a pitch to hit. And when I hit it, I thought, man, that should go out, but it's been so long, I'm not sure if it will. And sure enough, it did, so that was good.
You know, I thought you were very classy. Obviously, you probably wanted to call attention to the fact that finally this thing is out of the way. But because of the score in the game, you just ran the bases as you normally would and didn't call attention to yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was raised. You know, all this bat flipping and stuff, it is what it is. I mean, you'll never see me doing that stuff. But it crossed my mind. And my teammates know, and they were really supportive, and all of them saying something, especially after we lost. That meant a lot to me and even a lot of the staff. You know, we're all in it together, and I think when guys are successful, we feel good about each other. When guys are not going so great, we feel bad with our teammates, and so I think it's a real testament of this team. These guys have been cheering me on for a long time and ready to get that out of the way. Now let's go play the game and win some games.
You know, that is a good point about how close this team is. On Friday night, when Mark Trumbo broke his 0-for-25, Adam Jones got the baseball as if it was his first big league hit. And everybody on this team wants everybody to do well because it benefits everybody.
Yeah, we may not have the $400 million player yet. I'll let you guys take a laugh at that. Yeah, but we have big name players, but more than that, we have better people. I mean, we have just tremendous people, and this clubhouse is since I've been here has always been full of just selfless people who they care about themselves, but more importantly, they care most about the Orioles. And it shows each and every day. And you may not see it, you know, a ton, because a lot of it may go, it may be done behind door, behind closed doors and stuff. But these guys really care about each other. And yeah, like you said about Mark, I mean, there's stuff like that going on all the time where guys are pumping each other up and congratulating each other on certain stuff.
All right, Wade Miley is off to a tremendous start, and he looks to me to be a different pitcher than he was last year. You've caught every one of his starts coming into today. What have you seen from him this year?
I think he's done a really nice job of commanding his fastball. We know he's been able to throw the ball inside to righties, but I think he's done a tremendous job of being able to sink the ball away to right-handers. Look, he's left-handed. These teams are going to stack right-handed hitters up against him. He's been able to throw his off-speed pitches not only in, you know, back foot to right-handers, but he's been able to backdoor them. He's throwing his curveball a lot more. The changeup has actually been probably the pitch we've used the least, and that was probably his best secondary pitch against right-handers last year behind the slider. I think he's really mixing a lot. He's using all quadrants. We've been able to elevate when we needed to. And it all starts with the fastball command. If you can command, for him, that sinker down and away and push and pull that pitch doesn't always have to be maxed out. It can be 91, and then it can be 88 with really heavy sink. So hopefully you see him do that today, and we're excited for it.
You know, last year, as a perception, it looked like he was the ultimate nibbler by design. He wanted to avoid contact, work on the corners. I see a different pitcher this year. I see a guy who's attacking hitters from the first pitch.
Yeah, I think just talking to Wade, when you have confidence that you can get outs with your fastball, you don't have to nibble as much, that he can start that sinker in the third and let it just run as much as it wants or as least as it wants, and it's good enough to get outs. And you've seen him get quite a few ground ball outs on that pitch, but he's been doing a great job for us. I think one of the main things too is just making sure he stays in that good tempo where he can make a quality major league pitch versus getting so quick that he loses the execution of that pitch. And so that's kind of been the challenge, and I think he's done a good job of it. Hopefully it continues today.
And from Yankee Stadium in New York, stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium in the win column here this afternoon. It wasn't easy. It took 11 innings and almost a couple of miracles to get the victory here this afternoon. But, hey, might be for the Orioles. It certainly is one of their biggest victories so far in this young season. They lost the first two games, the blown save on Friday, and then they got whumped in the ballgame yesterday. But today, a couple of good comebacks, and they win this thing by a score of 7-4 as they score three times in the top of the 11th inning and avoiding a lot of danger in between. And so they salvage the finale. The postgame show brought to you by Browns Honda City. Hey, you could buy happy with Browns. Well, it was Wade Miley against the youngster, Jordan Montgomery, for the Yankees in this game. Well, Miley gave up a single to get the game underway in the bottom of the first inning. After that, though, Hicks would ground into a double play. And so the bases were empty when Matt Holliday came up to hit. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball. Aim to left. Pretty deep. Rickard looking behind him. Gone. A home run. It landed above the bullpen in left center. Holliday, his fourth. And they're still having a tough time getting him out. 1-0 New York. Yeah, Holliday with four home runs this season and three of them against the Orioles. In the third, with one out, Gentry a single. He stole second base. He went to third on a wild pitch, and it gave Jones a chance to drive in a run.
Montgomery deals, swinging a line drive right field, falling. Judge comes in, can't get it. He knocks it down. That's a base hit. Gentry scores to tie the game. Hardy goes to third, and Adam Jones delivers a big two-out base hit, and we are knotted at one in the third.
Yeah, then came the bottom of the third. One out, bases empty. Miley, he walked Castro, and then he walked Aaron Judge. So the Yankees had a runner in scoring position for Chase Headley.
And the pitch is swung on and lined to right field. That's a base hit. Gentry plays the Karen Castro being sent. The throw to the plate is not in time. Castro slides in safely, and the Yankees get the lead back at 2-1. So Headley wasting no time. He went after the first pitch. and lines it in the right field. So the walks this inning have come back to hurt Wade Miley. As Castro walked, he comes around the score. Judge stopped at second base. And after the Orioles got a run but left the bases loaded top half of this inning, the Yankees come right back and get the lead.
Well, Miley did walk five men in this game, but only one of them would score for the Yankees. So, yeah, a bit of a miracle. Orioles came back in the sixth inning, a walk to Manny Machado to get the inning started. And then Trumbo, he got a base on balls. Orioles had two aboard, nobody out. Montgomery would leave, and Jonathan Holder, a right-hander, came on to pitch. Castillo singled, and then Mancini came up to hit.
Here's the 0-2 breaking ball. It's bounced towards third. Headley goes to second for one out there. Back to first, and not in time, and Mancini stumbles over the base. Machado scores to tie the game on an RBI ground out by Mancini.
So that tied the game. And then Scope came up to hit, and he cashed in.
Right-hander Holder deals 2-0. Swinging a line drive. There's a base hit to left center field. Here's Trumbo to score. The Orioles have the lead. Mancini heading to third, and hustling the second base is Jonathan Scope. It is an RBI double for Scope, and the Orioles have the lead at 3-2.
Yep, they have the lead. Michael Givens came out of the bullpen. Wade Miley, five innings. And somehow he allowed just a couple of runs. And when he left the game, he had the lead. It was his game to win. Michael Givens came on in the sixth, and he went two scoreless innings.
Castro off first, one man down. Castro doesn't go, and the pitch is swung on and missed. He got him. He came in with the slider, and Judge swung over it. So a big, big out for Givens and two men down.
Yep, he got the Judge. And then moments after that, he also got Headley on strikes. So again, Michael Givens outstanding out of the bullpen here this afternoon. Well, the Orioles had the lead in this game all the way until the bottom of the ninth inning. That's when, O'Day started that ninth inning. He had come out of the bullpen in a closing situation. He got the first out. But then Holliday would single. Castro was safe on the fielder's choice. Judge got a base on balls. And then Headley got a base on balls. Yankees had the bases loaded with two outs. Exit Darren O'Day. Enter the left-hander Donnie Hart to go after D.D. Gregorius. The count 2-1. Donnie Hart again comes to a set and delivers. That's a hot hit up the middle. That's a base hit. There's Castro coming in. Judge being waved in. Here comes the throw. It is cut off. And a play at third is too late. And the game is tied. Gregorius with two outs. Hits it right back up the middle. And now the Yankees have the winning run just 90 feet away. And for the second time in the series, Orioles with a blown save. But then Hart would strike out Carter to end that ninth inning. And we had gone into extras. Now, in the bottom of the 10th inning, it looked like the Yankees were about to win. With the right-hander Logan Verrett came out of the bullpen. He gave up a leadoff single. And then later, he made a bad defensive decision when on a ball hit back to him, he tried to get the lead runner at second base. And though it was much too late, it was a bad decision, and the Yankees were in business. And then there was a sacrifice bunt, and eventually Holliday was hit by a pitch. It was Greg Bird, the hitter at that point. He was hit by a pitch. Now the Yankees had a golden situation. Aaron Judge came up to hit, and Logan Verrett would get his man.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Logan Verrett gets out of it. And the Yankees strand the bases loaded. Logan Verrett, after the unwise throw to second base, gets out of it on a ground ball to the shortstop Hardy in the play at the plate. And the strikeout of Aaron Judge. So on we go. The Orioles still have life.
Indeed. And they took full advantage when we went to work in the top of the 11th inning. One out, bases empty. Rickard, he got a base hit and would later steal second base. Machado was walked intentionally. Trumbo came up to hit after the walk to Manny Machado, intentional, with two outs. Trumbo, all he did was make contact. Trumbo the other day ended that stretch of 77 at-bats without hitting a home run. Right now, he's just wants a single.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
Find a gap.
Little blooper. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. There's a shot up the middle, and there it is. A base hit to left center. Rickard coming on, and he scores without a throw. The ball back into the middle of the infield, and in the 11th inning, Trumbo, not a jumbo, Just a base hit to put the Orioles ahead. It is now 5-4. And there you go. Trumbull, his 11th RBI. And then moments after that, here's the pitch. Line drive the other way. That's a base hit. Machado turning third, being waved in. Judge comes up and throwing. And a couple of bounces. The throw is too late. And now there's a play at second base. In a rundown is Castillo. Nope, he gets back to first. And now Trumbull in a rundown. He's heading home. And the throw is too late. The ball gets away. Another run scores. And the Orioles now with a comfortable lead in the 11th inning. So that base hit results in two more runs. Castillo to the opposite field. And the Orioles now with a 7-4 lead. How about that? Then Verrett came out for the bottom of the 11th inning. He struck out Headley. He got Gregorius on a fly ball. And then he went to work on the pinch hitter, Ronald Torres. 2-2 to Ronald Torres. And Verrett delivers again. Ground ball off the hands out toward third. Machado's got it. He's going to flip it to Davis to get the out. And the ball game is over. And the Orioles at Yankee Stadium back in the win column. Avoiding what would have been a bloody weekend in New York. They win the finale. And now they head to Boston. It's not Buck Showalter. He was ejected from this game. But I'm pretty sure he saw the ending somewhere. Buck Showalter, he'll be out with Jim Hunter when we continue our postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter at Yankee Stadium as the Orioles win a thriller as they beat the Yankees 7-4 in 11 innings. The Yankees tied it in the bottom of the ninth, a blown save. They got two runs. Darren O'Day charged with the runs. It was Donnie Hart who gave up the single that allowed the inherited runners to score. But then after not being able to touch except for a Castillo base hit off Aroldis Chapman, Brian Mitchell went back to the mound for his second inning of work, and the Orioles got to him for three runs in the 11th as they win it 7-4. Well, let's hear from the skipper, who wasn't around at the end of this one as he was ejected from this game. That was in the ninth inning. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Buck Showalter with Gary Thorne.
Buck, you talk about being proud of your ball club and your players. How about today?
Great. I tell you, that's, you know, we had a real tough game back home. I thought about, you know, after one of those bad weather, nobody in the stands, you got to, you know, post up. And today was another one. They refused to get beat, and that was impressive. Team effort, a lot of good things happened. Jonathan Scope very quietly had a great game at second base.
How about the play at the plate? Somehow Hardy got it in, and Castillo was able to catch it.
Well, yeah, that's the mistake, you know, early in the minor leagues. You know, a lot of people play at double play depth. You get a slow-developing ball, and the game ends. So we were at a three depth, and you know, if we got something we could move on, we might try a double play, but you got to be able to come get that ball. I think the play might have been as good on the catcher's end. Try making that play with a plate that slides underneath your foot and full gear on.
Now, Wade Miley may be forgotten in this game, but he worked himself out of about every jam you could get into.
Well, you know, they let us hang around. They did. They had a chance to really open it up, and Wade didn't let them. And that'll go sometimes forgotten. And another good, really good outing from Michael Givens. I thought we'll go forgotten.
You really have to work the bullpen, don't you? I mean, these games have been tough.
Well, I just got off the phone with Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good day today. Really felt good, and he's headed to Boston. But, you know, he'll go through some pains getting back, too. But it'll be nice to get closer to full strength. Chris got one more start, and so it'll be nice. But usually what happens is another hole in a dike. So we'll keep plugging with people like Logan Verrett.
Can you get Zach back for tomorrow's game?
We can get him there physically, but I don't think it's in his best interest. You know, talking to him on the phone, getting some feedback from him, I think the best thing is for him to get up tomorrow, make sure that he feels okay physically. As you can tell by some of our games, he's very valuable. Yeah. So we're going to make sure he's right for May, June, July, August, September, and October.
Is Chris Davis probably available tomorrow to start for you?
Yeah, Chris will be all right tomorrow. John fought his way through a pretty tough, you know, these guys popped a couple of our guys yesterday in the last 2 days in the same place, and it hurts. And there's some lingering things from it that you got to fight through.
All right, Buck, thank you.
Thank you.
So post-game comments from Buck Showalter as the Orioles, after allowing the Yankees to tie in the bottom of the ninth, win it in 11 by the final of 7-4.